This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said two ballistic missiles blasted a military academy and nearby hospital on Tuesday in Ukraine, killing more than 50 people and wounding more than 200 others. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The strike occurred in the city of Poltava, the capital of the region of the same name. It lies 70 miles from the Russian border. In a video, Zelensky says one of the buildings of the Institute of Communications was partially destroyed. People found themselves under the rubble, but many were saved. The strike appears to be one of the deadliest carried out by Russian forces since the war began. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Ukrainian minister in charge of weapons production resigned on Tuesday in anticipation of another defense role, and four other ministers stood down in a major government shakeup at a critical juncture in the war with Russia. The resignations leaves over a third of the cabinet vacant after sackings earlier this year. On the battlefield, Ukraine is pressing a risky cross-border incursion into Russia's Kursk region as Moscow's troops inch forward with increasing speed in the east of Ukraine. Demonstrators clashed with police and lit fires on Tuesday on the third consecutive nights of protests in Tel Aviv, demanding Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu secure a ceasefire that would include a deal to return Hamas hostages. The protest sparked by the discovery of six dead captives in Gaza over the weekend. Authorities said they were killed within 48 to 72 hours before the recovery, led to a general strike called by Israel's largest trade union on Monday. At least 500,000 people took to the streets in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv on Sunday. This is VOA News. A former aide to New York Governor Kathy Hochul was charged on Tuesday with secretly acting as an agent of the Chinese government in exchange for millions of dollars in compensation and gifts, including meals of gourmet duck. 41-year-old Linda Sun and her husband, 40-year-old Chris Hu, pleaded not guilty to criminal charges after being arrested on Tuesday morning. Federal prosecutors in Brooklyn said while working in state government, Sun blocked representatives of the Taiwanese government from meeting with officials and sought to arrange for high-level New York State official visits to China. Suspected Boko Haram Islamist militants killed at least three dozen people in a northeastern Nigerian village last weekend, according to a military official. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay reports.
People gathered on Tuesday in northeastern Nigeria to bury the victims of a suspected Boko Haram attack in Yobe State. Suspected Islamist militants belonging to the group roared into Mafa village on motorcycles on Sunday afternoon, opening fire on a market and setting shops and homes ablaze. An early estimate from a military official said at least 37 people were killed in the attack. But residents and officials said the death toll could be even higher, with villagers still missing and feared dead after fighters chased them into the bush.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay. Botswana, Africa's longest uninterrupted democracy, will hold its general election on October 30th, its president announced on Tuesday. From Abrone, Kondisi Dube reports.
In a public address, Botswana President Mokgweetsi Masisi said Botswana will continue with this long-standing principle of holding regular elections. Masisi's ruling Botswana Democratic Party has been in power since independence from Britain in 1966. The president urged voters to turn out in large numbers after previous elections in 2019 experienced voter apathy and low turnout. Out of a target of 80% set by the country's electoral body, the Independent Electoral Commission managed to register only 63% of the eligible voters. Kondisi Dube, VOA News, Haburoni, Botswana.
Mexico's Supreme Court judges voted to suspend the institution's activities prior to a congressional debate on a controversial judicial reform, it said in a statement on Tuesday. By a majority of 8-3, the judges of the Supreme Court decided to join a work stoppage that has seen thousands of judicial workers go on strike. The judicial overhaul, which would see more than 7,000 judges and magistrates elected by popular vote, was proposed by outgoing President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador and supported by President-elect Claudia Sheinbaum. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.